Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Duke Ellington played piano on stage, but not when he was composing. He had a way of writing unlike any other composer. You'll be hard put to guess what his instrument was.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
After Ellington moved from Washington to New York and began to establish himself, most importantly by signing on as house band at the Cotton Club, he also began to do more composing. He was content to say he wrote and played jungle music, a racially slanted way of identifying jazz in the 20s. It featured a growling, muted trumpet played by Bubba Miley, and continued later by Cootie Williams and Ray Nance long after the term had fallen into well-deserved oblivion. Duke Ellington and his Washingtonians, with Ellington and Miley's 1926 East St. Louis Toodaloo, and Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, with his Johnny Hodges and Harry Carney's 1929 Cotton Club Stomp.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, East St. Louis Toodaloo, and Cotton Club Stomp. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. As with many of Ellington's early compositions, he built it from bits and pieces of older jazz numbers. Saxophonist Barney Bigard had learned the main theme from his teacher in New Orleans. Ellington made a tune of his own from what he heard Bigard play. Classical musicians would have called it variations on a theme. Some jazz musicians thought Ellington stole from them. But trumpeter Clark Terry said, "The melody or theme is as far as it would have gotten. It was a great facility on Ellington's part to make something out of what probably would have been nothing." This is Duke Ellington's orchestra with Mood Indigo. From 1930, Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ellington, Barney Bigard, and Irving Mills, Mood Indigo. Ellington played the piano, but his real instrument when he was composing was the band. After a night of playing, Ellington and individual musicians would begin to improvise. Billy Strayhorn said, "Each member of his band is a distinctive tone, color, and set of emotions. He mixes them to create a new third thing. What Strayhorn called the Ellington effect. Ellington listens, selects, and shapes. Out of the chaos comes an intricate unified piece, a new song." This is Cleo Lane with In My Solitude.
In my solitude, in my see you every time I hear your name. In my solitude, you haunt me with reveries of days gone by. In my solitude, in my chair, filled with despair, there's no one could feel so sad. With gloom everywhere I sit, I stare. I'm sure that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear Lord above, send back my love.
Cleo Lane with Duke Ellington, Eddie DeLange, and Irving Mills, 1934, In My Solitude. Mills' name keeps appearing as Ellington's lyricist, but he actually wrote very little. He was a music publisher and a promoter of songwriters, mainly black, mainly Duke Ellington, and then he'd cut himself in for a share of the royalties. He exploited Ellington for his own gain. But without him, Ellington would never have achieved fame or wealth so quickly. Ellington cared very little about lyrics. He wrote compositions. Mills would hear a portion that he thought could become a song and assign someone to write the lyric. Duke would show up to ask, "What's my song about?" He cared about the music. Mills once made a chance remark to Ellington. It stuck in his ear and became the title of a song. Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ivy Anderson, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
What-da-do, da-da-do, da-da-do. Thank you.
Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ivy Anderson, and Ellington's 1931 It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Because Ellington wrote instrumentals, and lyrics might not appear for some months, Mitchell Parrish and Ellington were a well-matched pair. Parrish was a lyricist under contract to Mills, who specialized in lyrics for works that originally appeared as instrumentals. By the time he added words to Ellington's 1932 composition, Sophisticated Lady, he'd already put words to Stardust several years after Carmichael finished writing the music. This is Adelaide Hall with Sophisticated Lady.
They say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. You were sweet and lovely, simple and shy, but then as time went hurrying by, the years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Nothing daring, never caring that you hurt me like you do. Bright eyes shining, never pining for a love that is fond and true. Though such love was meant for you, sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry.
Adelaide Hall with Parrish and Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. Like many of Ellington's songs, a musician in the band played a major role in its composition, and Irving Mills was involved in adding words sometime later. This time Ellington adapted a melody by saxophonist Toby Hardwick. When a fight broke out between two women at a party, Ellington calmed them down by playing the Hardwick theme that came to mind. As always, he adapted and shaped a melody improvised by one of his musicians. Later on, Mills assigned the task of writing the lyric to Manny Kurtz and then cut himself in as co-lyricist. His name is on the sheet music. From 1935, Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ellington, Kurtz, and Mills in a sentimental mood.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's orchestra in a sentimental mood. Not every song by Ellington was a standard. Some were just good songs with at the very least jazz flavorings. One day in 1933, Nick Kenny hailed a cab and offered to share it with Ellington. Kenny asked, "Where to?" and Ellington answered, "Drop me off in Harlem." Kenny wrote lyrics from Ellington's remarks and handed them to him a few days later. It might have been the only time an Ellington song began with the words. Caravan from 1935 was more typical. Ellington wrote the exotic melody, and Mills added the rarely performed lyric sometime later. Ella Fitzgerald dropped me off in Harlem, and the Mills brothers using their voices to imitate instruments with an a cappella version of Caravan.
Drop me off in Harlem, any place in Harlem. There's someone waiting there who makes it seem like heaven up in Harlem. I don't want your Dixie. You can keep your Dixie. There's no one down in Dixie who can take me away from my hot Harlem. Harlem has those southern skies. They're in my baby's smile. Idolize my baby's eyes and classy uptown style. If Harlem moved to China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. Smile, I idolize classy uptown style. If I ever move to China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. Here, darling, dear. If Harlem moved to China, I know nothing finer than to be in Harlem.
Ella Fitzgerald dropped me off in Harlem, and the Mills Brothers, Caravan. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ellington wrote the music for I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart in a little hotel when the orchestra was on tour. The orchestra was his easel, the musicians his paints. Some of them resented his taking the credit and the royalties. Eventually, some of them refused to participate because they weren't even being paid for their time. Every time the orchestra performed this song, saxophonist Johnny Hodges would rub his fingers together to make the sign for money. It was his silent complaint about the royalties he never received. Benny Goodman's orchestra with a vocal by Martha Tilton, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven 'cause you were the song. back sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends. No sweet music until you return someday.
Martha Tilton with Benny Goodman, and Duke Ellington, Henry Nemo, John Redmond, and Irving Mills, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. The lyrics to many of Ellington's songs don't rise to the level of the music. They dwell on strained poeticisms and mannered diction. But when Ellington and Mills parted company, his lyricists improved and got more down to earth. The first of them was Paul Francis Webster, who set colloquial, racially tinged words to Ellington's newest melody. It was a good fit and a definite improvement over the in-house lyrics from Mills Music Company. Ivy Anderson and the Ellington Orchestra with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.
that ain't good.
From 1941, Duke Ellington and Ivy Anderson, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. By the time World War II began, Ellington was known for his long jazz instrumentals, even though he sometimes used the forms of popular songs within his compositions. Don't Get Around Much Anymore began inside an instrumental entitled Never No Lament. The mournful blues-tinged melody provided an ideal setting for Bob Russell's lyric about a distraught woman whose lover had left for the war. Like Never No War, Concerto for Cootie was also an instrumental, written to spotlight Ellington's lead trumpeter, Cootie Williams. Russell added the words 4 years later in 1944. The Inkspots Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and the Nat King Cole Trio Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Different without you, don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dreams is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. if you should take the words of others you heard. I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
The ink spots don't get around much anymore. And the Nat Cole Trio, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. This is one of the cases where the improvising musician did earn some royalties. Whenever sax player Johnny Hodges would segue between solos, he played a transition that intrigued lyricist Don George. George told Ellington about it because he thought it could be a hit. When Ellington and Hodges worked out the melody, they asked George what the title was. He told them he'd come up with something, even though he didn't have an idea. Sometime later, he went to the movies. Before the feature, there was a short about a Holy Roller revival in the Deep South, with a parishioner who screamed, "I'm beginning to see the light," and fainted. George ran all the way back to the rehearsal hall to shout, "Hey, fellas, we've got a title." But nobody, including Ellington, recorded it. Finally, Harry James agreed if he was given a cut. His recording with Kitty Callan sold more than 1 million copies. I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Kitty Callan with Harry James Orchestra, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Ellington wrote one of his last major songs, Satin Doll, for his longtime mistress, Evie Ellis. She may have been the inspiration, but Billy Strayhorn did a lot of the actual writing. It was a collaboration in which Ellington was occasionally the junior partner. It wasn't the first time the two men had collaborated. Even though Strayhorn's name didn't always appear, he was a gifted composer who was content to live in Ellington's shadow. Two songs by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Ivy Anderson and the Ellington Orchestra with the 1939 I'm Checking Out Goodbye, and then George Shearing with Ellington's original instrumental, Satin Doll.
Thank you.
Ivy Anderson and the Ellington Orchestra, I'm Checking Out Goombye, and George Shearing, Satin Doll. With Duke Ellington, the lines of composition were open and fluid, sometimes to the point where you wondered just who did the writing. Ultimately, though, credit went, as it deserved, to Duke Ellington. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.